our latest Outworks podcast. It is a week before Thanksgiving, and it is also a couple days before the big matchup. Jim, the Peyton Manning worshiper, Sid, the lifelong diehard New England Patriots fan. We're clashing again, Jim. It happens every season, at least once.
I did find it funny that the Colts aren't playing the Patriots this year. If Peyton was still in the Colts, somehow the schedule would have fallen. They play. It's unbelievable that they've met every year, I think, since Brady started in the league, 2001.
They met every year?
Except for 2008 when Brady got hurt, but they've been on the schedule, Peyton's team and Brady's team. It's uncanny. This is their 14th meeting.
Well,
and they play next year, and they play the year after. So if Manning's still in football, they're going to play two more years.
Unless you think it's some conspiracy, these schedules are set years ahead of time. So, right, yeah, Jim, we know that they will likely play next year and the year after.
They're guaranteed
to
play next year because they played a division, and then I think, okay. Yeah, whatever. It's just very funny.
So it depends on their finish the following
year,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it is truly a somewhat random coincidence, though obviously some of those years – they were usually the number one in both divisions, and so they'd be more likely to play each other, but it was still pretty random. Well, we're not talking about Peyton and Brady today, but we're talking about another mystery player. Mike Freeman, who is a longtime columnist, wrote a lengthy piece yesterday about how apparently in the spring there was a gay player in the NFL who was all set to come out, had a team on board to support him, and then Freeman claims that somehow, after Jason Collins came out, everybody freaked out and didn't do it. Jim, what's your quick take on this?
Well, first off, I like Mike. We both know him, and I think he's a really good reporter, so I don't doubt that his sincerity writing it. What bothered me about this is that all his sources are anonymous, but especially bothers me is that Mike says he does not know who this player is or the team, and that raised the red flag to me because we don't know if there's an agenda being set by other people. He also says there are one or two others that were thinking about it or something, so it's possible are people talking about the same player to him, and how is he verified they're talking about the same player? And how do all these people know this, and then Mike doesn't know the name? It's a story I would not have written. I got burned once with that infamous Mikey hockey player story, and after that it was like, we will run anonymous stories at OutSports if we think there's a news value, but Sid and I have to know the identity. We'll keep it secret, but we're not going to run and just simply take it on faith that somebody is who they say they are. And we've gotten people sending us emails in the past, you know, I'm a college jock wanting to come out, and it turns out it's their teammate sending some, you know, email, right? Because we've always trying to, you know, we go the extra mile to verify this stuff. So it bothered me that Mike did not know the name of this person. So I don't know what to think. What he wrote was plausible. It's not like it's impossible to believe. It's just that I'm not sure in this case what's there.
Well, what's interesting is one of the very few sources that Mike talked to is Brendan Iambadejo, who put out there earlier this year that there are going to be up to four NFL players all coming out together at the same time, and it's going to happen really soon. Well, Brendan, we know for a fact that's not true. Brendan made that up. He hopes that might happen. So if Brendan is one of the sources that Mike is using, he's using faulty information because we know that what Brendan said back in the spring simply was a hope, not a reality. And yeah, it's just weird that one of the quick pieces, I talked yesterday to one of Mike's sources, and we didn't identify in the piece. And the source said, I never told Mike any of that stuff. That never happened. And I know that the LGBT activist, he mentioned anonymous LGBT sports activists. I talked to the two most likely people to have information on this, whom he doesn't cite, and they said Mike didn't talk to them at all. So there's no news hook to this. He doesn't mention who the team is. He doesn't name any sources except for Brendan. He doesn't talk about the name of the player. He identifies a second player, but doesn't name him. So it's just a weird story, and I got to think it's just to drive some page views, which I'm sure it did.
Oh, yeah, it drove a lot of page views. And, again, nothing in this story is implausible. You know, it's possible someone was thinking about it, but that's a very big difference from saying this actually happened, because it's it had 858,000 page views, according to Bleacher
Report.
Right,
exactly.
So it's gotten a lot. The idea that it could be not that Mike made the story up, but that people are – that something's being distilled there, that when he says in interviews with approximately a dozen people, what is approximately? Does it mean 8 or does it mean 14? And did all these same people tell him the same thing, or did one or two people? It's even sourced interestingly, if you know what I mean. It doesn't say everyone I spoke to said this. It says approximately a dozen people, the following account. Well, maybe the sources you talked to yesterday told him in general about the state of the play in the league, but didn't talk specifically about a player. So how many people actually mentioned that this player exists? Was it one other person?
Right.
And do we know did Ayman Dejo ever say he knows of an openly gay player?
He knows
of a gay player.
One?
Yeah.
Did he ever say that? I'm not sure he said that, but he definitely said I don't know 3 or 4. Yeah, so I don't know if he ever talked about knowing one or not.
Because that's what seems to be happening with all these stories, is that we hear that someone's about ready to come out and no one has identified this person, and you kind of wonder, how would they know this then?
Well, we know one. I mean, we know one.
Yeah.
And we know there have to be others. So in talking to other people, they, you know, while they won't share with me the identities and I don't ask them for them, I'm pretty convinced that there is more than one that the people that we know of. So it is funny, though, that there's this air of secrecy that we all feel like we have to keep around this. Maybe we're all just talking about the same one or two people, yet there are so many people knowing the same one or two people that it gets multiplied. We think there's like 5 or 6 or 8 or 10.
Well, the story said it mentioned this one player, then it mentioned a second player. No, the one player, the apparently free agent, was going to sign in June, and the club got cold feet. Well, on our discussions afterward, people said, oh, it's Aaron Rodgers. Well, Aaron Rodgers wasn't a free agent this year, so it's not Aaron Rodgers. And so people are just throwing names out, kind of hoping.
Aaron Rodgers? Where would they get Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, Aaron Rodgers had a male roommate once a few years ago.
Oh.
Therefore, he has to be gay because he had a male roommate. I mean, but I'm saying that's the level we're at now with this, where people are throwing out names that isn't even plausible because Aaron Rodgers wasn't a free agent. And the second part of the story that made me wonder was apparently this all started in late March, early April. And the team knew this player was gay and knew he was going to come out. Then Jason Collins came out April 29th and the team got cold feet. Why would the team get cold feet? Because Jason Collins, A, got nothing but positive accolades from everybody. People fell all over themselves saying how thrilled they were. And B, the Jason story was over, I said 2 weeks, maybe even less than that. And the idea that according to this Mike story, that the player was going to come out in June to give, you know, everyone plenty of time to deal with the issue of him being gay before training camp started. So I'm not sure why Jason Collins coming out would have been a cautionary tale to anybody.
Well, and we know, it was a week. It was 1 week, because I remember getting up the following – he came out on Monday – getting up the following Monday, looking at our traffic on Jason Collins stories, 0. Looking at Sports Illustrated's website, not on the front page. Looking at ESPN's, not on the front page. So it was a 1 week story, and yeah, it is weird that people claim that a team would be afraid of a week of positive publicity.
Especially if they signed somebody they thought was good, right? Why would you sign someone you think would help their team and then say, we don't want that guy to help our team?
because of a week of positive publicity.
Yeah, and yeah, would there be the media there on his first exhibition game? Yes. Would there be the media there on his first regular season game? Yeah, but at a certain point, the story just dies out unless someone caused it to not die out. So, right, there could be something unpredictable happening to that player, but if not, people are going to say, what's the big deal? And it didn't seem like this player was written about was a superstar. Well, if he's a superstar, he wouldn't have been probably a free agent, but... You know, I think people overestimate this whole media focus and public attention and distractions, and I think these are, you know. So I just don't know what to think. We're not trying to dump on Mike Story for Mike. It's just that there's so many holes in it. I kind of sat there and said, okay, that's nice. What's coming next?
Yes, yeah. Somebody said to me, "Oh, well, do your sources say otherwise?" It's impossible for my sources to say that. An unnamed player with an unnamed team based on unnamed sources never happened. I mean, we don't even know who we're talking about. But, you know, it's going to happen. It might happen. I just don't understand why Mike ran with it. Other than to get page views, I don't understand it. It doesn't advance the conversation. I think it hurts LGBT athletes. I don't get it.
Well, it's interesting. Mike wrote a book about the NFL about a decade ago where part of the book was a section on a gay player. But Mike knew who the player was and went into great detail about this player's fears and all that stuff. Well, to me, that's totally different because he said, I've known this person. I verified his identity. He's told me this stuff. That's different. If he had done this in this story, if it was sort of almost a first person, this is what this player told me. It would have, to me, had a lot more veracity to it because it was, okay, he knows who this person is. But having been burned myself, I am not trusting anybody until they show me their ID, right, you know.
Well, that's what we've been writing about some college and high school athletes recently, and it's, you know, I mandate, I want to see your Twitter feed. I want to talk to you on the phone. I want to get an email from you with a picture. Like, I need to make damn sure before I write about you. And yeah, we don't run. I mean, people will get contacted. Everyone says, "Well, are you interested in this closeted athlete?" But you know, our number one thing is you have to tell us who it is, and we have to verify it.
I remember I did with at least one person. We got him on Skype, and he literally held up his driver's license and said, "Okay, you're who you say you are." Yeah. So yeah, you have to go the extra mile because there's so much mystery. And I think, like you said, the mystery. Felt like the mystery makes the story more exciting to people. Ooh, look at all this mystery. There's this secret cabal of gay players.
Yeah, right. Secret cabal. The underground parties and... I know. Of which there's none of. Though it's funny, somebody did say a couple years ago that there was an underground
former
network.
Linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks said that he knew of a group of gay guys that would get together, and I kind of wonder how that even happened. You know, in the era before social media and stuff, how do these people sort of know each other?
Yeah, right. Unless they all were on the same agent, it's hard to believe. We got to hit on a couple of the topics today, but this one I guess took up all of our time. Do go to Outsports and check out the story of a ex-Purdue wide receiver who. Took a shot at the NFL and then came out and then took some shots at Jason Collins. I love this guy. He tries to get to the NFL, doesn't come out until years after his hopes are gone. And one of the first things he does after he comes out, long after retirement, is rips Jason Collins for not coming out earlier and claiming that he's a nobody. You are actually a nobody, you asshole. But anyhow, maybe we could dive into that next week.
Well, next week, we're off next week is a Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, Thanksgiving. We didn't even do our thanks podcast that we've.
Well, we'll have thanks story up next week you can read.
Exactly, with some turkeys. We will talk to you in 2 weeks when it's December and a couple weeks ahead of Christmas. Bye.